This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The MGM National Harbor listener lines are wide open at 800-636-1067. They're available for you to grade day one of free agency slash trades for the Washington Commanders. 800-636-1067. We're ready to take your calls. Give us your grades.
No, seriously.
Before I give you my grade, I want Cakes' grade because Cakes yesterday said he needed something to get the blood flowing, and I don't think it was an offensive lineman, and I don't think it was a defensive lineman. He said he wanted a receiver. He wanted somebody flashy.
I like all those things, but if you bring in a premier left tackle, a guy who might go to the Hall of Fame, and you only have to give up draft picks, which are always questionable, to make you instantly better. I love that move by Adam Peters. If I have to grade day one in totality, B+.
B+. I'd give it a B. Kinlaw, we've heard from different people. It seems to be a questionable move. Yeah. I was listening to Grant Danny, and there was a guy who covered Kinlaw. Mm-hmm. I think his name was Connor Rogers in New York. He works for NBC Sports New York, whatever. And he said he was inconsistent. You just heard John Keim say he's inconsistent. He's never had super production. You look at the Pro Football Focus grades, they're mid on Javon Kinlaw. So we'll see if that works out. And this is actually when it's funny, Keim brought up that same tweet that I had seen about the elephant end. It's speculative. The coach is not talking about it right now. I don't think they can. Right. Peters isn't talking about it. So we don't know how they envision him into their system. And then Tunsil just seems like a super huge upgrade. So I would give it a B. I wouldn't go B+, because it's just two moves. I'm not saying that I expected 10 moves, mm-hmm. but it's two moves and one's kind of questionable.
I don't mind Peters bargain shopping after day one. Like, make your big splash on day one, get the two guys that you wanted, and now he's just going to let the market dictate what happens. I'm fine with that measured approach.
Right now, I know that you're assuming, and John Keim kind of shot back at you, mm-hmm. you're assuming they're going to trade to acquire more picks. Right now, they don't have many draft picks.
I am assuming that, yeah.
So you kind of want them to have some draft picks.
Five or six? They have five?
Right now, they have 29 in the first round, 61 in the second, no third, fourth, or fifth.
No, I think they got a fourth back.
They did get a fourth back.
Yes.
Okay. From the Houston Texans.
They did.
They did. Okay. I'll have to double check that, but I saw was a recent list.
Yeah.
They have number 207 in round 6 and then 238 in round 7.
Yeah, so they don't have the third and they don't have a fifth.
Yeah.
If we're correct on, and I had seen that
first,
they got the fourth.
Second, fourth, sixth, and seventh.
Okay.
Yes.
I looked at a bad list.
800-636-1067. Maybe there's some people upset that they're giving up so many picks, but they're acquiring top talent, so I like what they're doing. It's a little surprising because we thought, if you go back a year ago, we thought this is more of a long rebuild, mm-hmm. despite what they said is a recalibrate, and we figured that Adam Peters, who was known as this guy who had been really good and drafting guys would really value draft picks. And maybe he just values the draft picks in a different way because he values them as trade chips.
Well, here's the thing. Jaden Daniels is better than expected. He's better than everybody in that room thought he was.
Changed the equation.
That changed the way he approaches things. It accelerated the time. Which I like the fact that he's pivoting on the fly. He's not just sticking to some rigid concept of what he feels is the best way to rebuild the roster, rebuild the team.
I, you know, until they prove otherwise, I am going to defer to the guys.
Of course, to Quinn
and Peters and all the people over there until they prove otherwise.
Right.
And I do hate the Lattimore thing.
If Lattimore doesn't get better and Tunsil commits 30 penalties and you know, becomes a guy who's a liability instead of an upgrade,
we'll start trashing him.
Then we'll start, you know, like hurling bombs from the comfort of our studio.
Trashing them when they earn it.
Yeah. It's hard to criticize the Tunsil one that much. Because some of the numbers are actually incredible. You can criticize the penalties. He led the entire NFL all positions in penalties.
I hate all penalties.
But what I saw for 3 years, according to Next Gen Stats, his pass block percentage in terms of giving up sacks was 0.6%.
I'm not going to kill it until I
see. So in 100 dropbacks, he generally doesn't even give up one sack.
Right.
I just need to see him do it in this uniform. I'm not going to critique it until I see a body of work that he puts forth
I'm going to take as a given, Tunsil's going to come in here and be a rock. He's going to have penalties. Right. I guess that's part of the package. He's got a few warts, but I'm assuming he's going to be a rock.
And truthfully, how can he not be better in run block?
No, he's
better. We talked about it. Like
he's a pro bowler.
We want them to upgrade.
Here's the simple question.
Coleman rated poorly in both
Will Brandon
metrics.
Coleman ever be a pro bowler, let alone a multiple
pro bowler? Maybe a guard, but not a left tackle.
No.
We talked about the running back position. And that's maybe disappointing. Like when you talk about day one, and I'm surprised you give him a B+ because you wanted those splashy moves, you wanted the offense.
That, like running back is that's a down the line thing. Like
I know
the Cowboys signed Javonte Williams off the scrap heap for like $3 million.
Okay,
like, if they want to upgrade the running back room, there's gonna be plenty of Jags floating around.
But that's not necessarily upgrading.
It might not be, but if you want a different face in the running back room other than Brian Robinson Jr.
I'm just saying, a day ago, yesterday, you were talking about what gets your blood flowing.
A Hall of Fame left tackle gets my blood flowing.
That makes you kind of think of Trent Williams. That gets your blood flowing.
Okay.
That when you look at left tackle.
So you give it a B+.
Didn't see it coming.
Before yesterday, I looked at left tackle like, I got questions. Now, my only question is, how many penalties is Laremy Tunsil going to commit in 2025 and beyond? Because I'm basically chalking him up as not allowing sacks from his side, which is just such a pleasure.
That got heard of.
Yeah, it's just it's such a luxury that I'm unaccustomed to.
It's going to give Jaden an extra beat or two to make a throw, to scan the field, or to freaking take off and run.
Yep. 800-636-1067. Do you agree with Cakes, who gives him a B+, plus? I give him a B. What's your grade, EB? Day one, it's basically two moves. Kinlaw.
Put it this way. The Kinlaw to me is more of an afterthought. It's a rotation thing. And I'm going to guess that whatever weirdo reporter said he was going to be an elephant end or something, got that from somebody, an agent or somebody. Like, he didn't just make it up. Somebody told him, hey, Quinn thinks this he's a good fit for this. I'm going to defer to them. I'm going to say B+. Plus.
By the way, before we take the calls, and 800-636-1067, you're welcome to call in, grade the moves yesterday. I was right about De'Ami Brown, but it tilts me that now I'm in the negative because we made stupid all-pass bets. Just random, hey,
Cakes wanted his five bucks, but he owes me ten.
Score in the Caps game? Instead of like a carefully crafted, I'm on the right side of De'Ami Brown bet. Now I owe JP money because I picked the wrong guy scoring in the alt-cast game.
Well, yeah.
I'm tilted.
Everybody else?
I'm tilted.
Well, why should you be tilted? He gave me $10. Jason gave me $10.
Right, I think that was a net winner.
You're missing
the point. Yeah, because you won a later bet.
I'm tilted because I actually made a good bet because I knew De'Ami Brown was going to make
more than $5 million. You don't win them all.
Well, why didn't I make a good bet? You're devaluing my bet?
Yeah, I'm devaluing your bet because your bet was a willy-nilly, oh, who's the first scorer? Mine, I actually like read the market. I knew De'Ami Brown was going to get paid, and now I'm paying JP. Tilt!
All right. All right, you won the Diami.
You essentially just want more back padding.
I want more back padding.
That's the problem.
I want my flowers. Well, I want. Well, my
got, I want my.
He got one year.
You can have your flowers.
No, it doesn't matter the year. All that matters is made more than $5 million.
You're right.
You can have your flowers. Yeah. I want my dollars.
I'll get you the dollars. What do I owe you? 10?
No, you owe me 5 is the net.
5, so it's a
10
wash.
10 minus 5.
That's a wash.
It's not a wash. You owe me 5. Right. Oh, you so, owed me 10.
Yeah, that's beyond tilt. I'm in the negative now. Yes. I'm going to leave the show.
Why?
I'm,
you
I'm,
won I'm, one I'm, bet.
I'm feeling
Why
sick.
Don't you understand the concept? You won one $5 bet.
I understand
I
the bet.
Won two $5 bets. That,
what I'm saying is those
He's
two $5
bets were more by
are
luck.
Dumb and meaningless and random dumb luck.
He's saying That's his all. Was a more.
I'm just pointing that out. Mine, well, is, mine out. Is more savvy.
Here's the funny thing about this.
You won the jelly bean bet.
He's the best.
I luck box. He had a draft pick.
That's what luck box.
He's so mad. He picked Ovi to score. So had he won the money, he would have been like, yeah, everybody would have been like,
you
well, that's
taken,
obvious.
You would have taken his money.
Right.
Anyway, that's an aside. Sorry, I just couldn't.
Next time, Cakes.
I couldn't hold it down any longer.
All right, well, hold on. Next time, if you don't like the bet,
yeah.
Don't bet it. Don't
bet it. He had Ovi.
Oh, just two things out. Well, Cakes doesn't want his picture taken.
That's a great
he wants a, freaking, what is that thing? A bobblehead.
EB,
and he doesn't want to bet.
Think about this. He's upset. He picked the greatest goal scorer of all time to
bet.
Score a goal.
He
would have won a bet that
he just
way.
He didn't score. That's right. All.
And right. He picked before me.
That's an aside. No big deal. Actually, it's kind of a big deal. 800-636-1067
right, is
people, the number.
I want to hear your grade. I don't often just defer to the staff, but I think this staff has largely earned it so far. So I'm gonna defer to them on the Kinlaw thing in particular. Because they know his character. They worked with him. I'm just going to defer to them on that one.
They earned it with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, that's
well, they
that's
also
a big
earned
one.
It with Zach Ertz. Yeah. They also earned it with
Eckler.
Bobby Wagner.
Eckler was a good signing.
Chin came in and balled out. Most of their signings were pretty darn good. Most of their draft picks were pretty good. I'd say they earned the benefit of the doubt. Now, when they start whiffing, I will hammer them.
Like
but until then, they Sinnott, get the benefit of the
if
doubt.
If Benson has 5 catches again in 2025, question mark. Like you,
for some
he
reason,
better
I'm
he
not,
better have an uptick in
I'm
year two.
I'm not worried about Sinnott. I think he's going to be fine.
I'm a little bit worried.
We got a guy out in front of him who's catching like 70 balls.
If you scratched off and you can't Jaden Daniels from their draft choices last year, you wouldn't be that impressed.
Okay, Sinnott. Who else am I missing? Oh, McGee, the linebacker. Yeah. He was banged up, but that was a late pick.
All right, 800-636-1067. He's going to be watch it. He'll end up being a stud guard.
Okay, he might be,
but like you said. Jaden Daniels,
yes.
The perfect deodorant for any other picks that
exactly.
Might be questionable.
Let's go to Reggie in D.C. Want to hear your grades, people.
Look at me.
Hey, what's going on,
Look
fellas?
Hey, Reggie. What do you think?
I'm giving it an A because you've addressed possibly 3 spots on the O-line. You could take Coleman. I mean, you got Tunsil. Take Coleman, bump him to right tackle. Take Riley, bump him to guard. Or you can take Coleman, put him in guard. Now you got Coleman, Biotis, and Cosby when he comes back along with Tunsil. So for me, that one move makes it an A because we were, as a fans, you know, fans, we were talking about what's the biggest need, an edge rusher, and we got to address the O-line. With one move, we definitely addressed 2. We possibly could have addressed 3 with just one move with Laremy Tunsil.
Mm-hmm.
Also, EB, you mentioned the things that he did as far as the free agents, not the free agents, but you're giving the staff the mm-hmm. benefit of the doubt. Also, look at the people we got rid of that they were right on because Forbes can't play, Jamin Davis can't play, Jahan Dotson is last. So you give them more credit looking at the people that they are analyzing and making the right decisions to move on from players that obviously can't play.
Yeah, they cleared out the bums. They got rid of those guys with the quickness.
Absolutely. So for me, the Tunsil move, the Kinlaw, but the Tunsil move with everything, the moving pieces that's going to occur on the O-line, you've got to give it an A just because of that.
Reggie, you know the phrase game recognizes game?
Yes.
Did you see what Micah Parsons tweeted out after finding out about this deal?
You saw it too. WTF.
WTF.
You already know. Think about
game recognizes game.
Right. Think about Coleman, how he was beat off the edge by Dean on the Eagles with the speed. Now you either put him on the right side or probably bump him inside with Tunsil. You got Coleman, Biotis, and Cosme. We cooking.
Right.
We should be.
I'm with you. And I believe me, they're not done. It's just the beginning. They basically made 2-3 moves yesterday. This is just the beginning.
You're getting lathered up for the secondary moves today. Secondary market.
And it's not my nature to just give the staff the benefit of the doubt. Again, I think they've earned it. They've earned it. Don't prove it otherwise.
And by the way, as soon as Cooper Kupp gets released, if I'm Adam Peters, I'm grabbing my phone. And I'm on the phone with his representation. Mm-hmm. I'm calling Cooper Kupp. And I'm going to see if I can work out a decent deal.
I'm interested.
I'm calling that guy.
I'm interested if he can pass a physical.
I mean, I'm going to give him a thorough physical, but I'm at least making an exploratory phone call.
I mean, everybody questioned Zach Ertz. He had a kind of a similar resume.
Yeah.
Where he balled out and then had a few years of where nothingness and then just started balling again.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cup even better because the guy was Triple Crown winner.
Oh, for sure. At his peak? The peak of his powers? No doubt. Let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, want to hear your grade. Be the teacher here.
Hey fellas, I give it a B. I, without a doubt, the tonsil with that move right there, you know, like the caller said before us, man, that was a brilliant move. Without a doubt, we got to upgrade because we can move Coleman around, man. So right. I know they seen that. Kinlaw, I didn't see that coming, but, you know, also, I'm with one of you fellas that said that we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt on that right there.
Right.
But also, you know, we talked about draft picks. Hey, we got Tunsil and we got Debo. Mm-hmm. And we got a third and fifth, and it cost us a third and a fifth for this year right here. So we're doing pretty good, man. I'm going to trust the process. I wanted more movement. We definitely got to go something with that D back, man, without a doubt. But also, before I hang up, bro, fellas, what I also think is this right here. With that 29th pick, fellas, they're going to pick an edge from out of college, man, because there's a lot of good ones out there, fellas. Tell me what you think.
I think you might be right. I think you might be right, honestly. And that's what I love about this is that it solidifies the draft needs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because honestly, for a team that won 12 games, we have a remarkable number of positions that we need to shore up.
Oh, like, yeah.
Remarkable. Maybe the most ever in the history of the game.
I don't know if that's the case.
For a team that won 12. But it's starting to come into focus now. Whatever they do here will focus what they are able to pay attention to in the draft.
Coming up next, we'll tell you some of the other moves around the league during day one of free agency. Where did Sam Darnold land? The Patriots went on a spending spree. And where will Aaron Rodgers land? We'll do the Junkies Blitz next.